Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 beginner lesson on making a polished jungle transition for a deep jungle atmosphere. In this one, we're not trying to make some giant flashy effect that takes over the track. We're building that kind of transition that feels expensive, controlled, and just right for drum and bass. The goal is simple: move from one section to the next while keeping the groove alive, the low end clean, and the jungle mood intact. If you've ever heard a DNB track and thought, wow, that change felt smooth but still tense, that's what we're after here. Think dark space, rolling drums, subtle pressure, and a handoff into the next phrase that feels natural. We're going to use stock Ableton devices only, so you can follow along without needing any extra plugins. And because this is for beginners, we'll keep the session organized and the moves easy to understand. First, set up a short section and arrangement view. An 8-bar area is perfect for this. You want a place where drums and bass are already happening, because transitions work best in context. This could be the end of an intro, the end of a breakdown, or the lead into a second drop. Keep your track simple and clearly named. Something like break, atmosphere, transition effects, and bass. That way you can move fast and not get lost in the arrangement. Now let's build the atmosphere bed. This is the fog layer. It's the thing that makes the section feel like a jungle space instead of just a drum loop. Create a new MIDI track and load up either analog or operator. You don't need anything complicated here. In fact, the simpler, the better. Use a soft tone or a noise-heavy patch. Keep the pitch low or neutral, and make the sound feel long and smooth rather than sharp. If you're using analog, a good starting point is a low-level sine or saw, maybe with a little noise mixed in. Then use a low-pass filter so the top end gets softened. You're aiming for something murky, not bright. Add a slow attack, and a medium release so the sound blooms gently instead of hitting hard. After that, place auto filter on the track. Start with a low-pass filter and pull the cutoff down into that dark zone. Around 300 to 800 Hz is a good starting point if you want it really murky. You can open it later during the transition, but for now, keep it tucked back. Next, add reverb. You want this to feel like space around the sound, not like a giant washy mess. So keep the dry slash wet fairly low, maybe around 15 to 30%, and use a longer decay time if you want it to hang in the air. Then add EQ 8 after the reverb and gently high pass the low end so you don't clutter the kick and sub area. This atmosphere should be felt more than heard. That's a big jungle lesson right there. In deep DNB, atmosphere doesn't have to shout. Sometimes the best move is the one that just makes the whole track feel deeper. Now let's bring in the breakbeat edit. This is where the transition starts to groove. Load a break or use a drum loop you already have. If you only have a regular loop, that's fine. You can still make this work. Open the clip, make sure warp is on if needed, and keep the rhythm stable. Here's a beginner-friendly move. Near the end of the phrase, cut out the last one or two hits, or repeat a snare hit once for emphasis. You can also create a tiny gap right before the next section. That small edit is often enough to create anticipation. For example, the break can play normally through most of the phrase. Then in the last bar you might repeat a snare once and leave a little space at the end. That tiny pause is powerful. It gives the ear a chance to lean forward. If your loop feels too locked to the grid, use groove pull lightly. A little swing can make the break feel more human and more jungle. Just don't overdo it. We want movement, not chaos. Now shape the break with filtering. Add auto filter to the break track or to a drum group, if you've grouped your drums together. Start with the filter fairly open, then automate it darker as you approach the transition. A gentle low-pass move works really well here. You can also add drum bus if you want a little extra control and weight. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and use a little crunch only if needed. If the break feels too pokey, adjust the transients slightly downward. If it needs more snap, push them a little upward. The important thing is that the drums still feel tight and musical. This is one of those moments where contrast matters. If the section before the drop gets a little darker and more filtered, the next section will feel bigger when it opens up. You don't always need a huge riser. Sometimes just narrowing the sound before the drop makes the drop feel huge. Now let's add a low-frequency movement layer. This is not your main bass line. This is just a hint of pressure. Create another MIDI track and use operator or waveatable. Choose a sine wave or a very low-passed saw, and keep the part simple. One note is often enough. If your track is in F minor, you might hold F for a couple bars and then move briefly to another note like E flat or C before the drop. Keep it sparse. Add saturator next. Just a little drive can help the sound read on smaller speakers. Turn on soft clip if it helps, but keep it subtle. Then use utility to keep the layer mono. If it's acting like sub, that's important. Low end should stay clean and centered in jungle and drum and bass. If you want a tiny bit of motion, you can use auto pan very gently. Not enough to make the sound wobble all over the place. Just enough to breathe a little. Keep the movement slow and shallow so it feels like tension. Not a stereo effect. Now for the transition FX layer. This is where you can make a riser or a downlifter using sounds you already have. You can start with a reversed crash, a short noise burst, a chopped hit, or even a piece of your own break resampled into audio. Add reverb, delay, or echo to give it a tail. Then automate the filter cutoff so the sound opens up as it gets closer to the drop. If you're using echo, a little feedback can help the tail stretch into the next section, but keep it under control so it doesn't swamp the mix. If you want a riser, automate the cutoff upward, maybe bring the reverb wet level up a little, and let the sound feel like it's lifting into the next phrase. If you want a downlifter, do the opposite. Darken it, narrow it, and let it fall back into the track. The key here is that the transition FX should support the drums, not fight them. It's like mist in the background, not a spotlight. Now we get to the part that really makes it feel professional. Automation. In arrangement view, automate the atmosphere cutoff, the break cutoff, the reverb amount, and maybe the bass level or filter if needed. Keep it gradual for most of the move, then make the final moment a little sharper. A nice simple shape could be this. The atmosphere starts dark and present, the break begins to close down a little, the low drone appears or shifts, then the riser or reversed hit comes in right before the drop. On the final beat, the drums give a tiny fill or pause, and then the full section lands. That's the whole trick. Smooth first, impact at the end. If you want the section to feel more polished, use return tracks for reverb and delay instead of loading big effects on every track. Set up one return for reverb and one for delay or echo. Send selected elements into those returns, like the atmosphere, the snare before the drop, or the transition hit. Leave the bass mostly dry. That keeps the low end tight and gives the whole section a shared space. This shared space is a big part of jungle atmosphere. It makes everything feel like it belongs in the same dark room. Before you finish, check the mix carefully. Make sure your atmosphere isn't eating up the low end. High pass it if needed. Make sure the kick and snare still punch through. And make sure the transition still works when played with the next section, not just by itself. That's a huge beginner lesson. Always hear the transition in context. Something can sound exciting solo and still be wrong in the actual arrangement. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't overload the low end with atmosphere or reverb. Don't use too many risers and sweeps. Don't let the break fill become so busy that it kills the groove. And don't make the automation so extreme that it sounds like a giant EDM effect when you really want a deep, controlled jungle move. If you want to level this up, try a ghost fill idea. Duplicate one snare hit. Lower the velocity, and send only that copy into reverb or echo. That gives you a phantom rhythm without crowding the main break. Or try a reverse bass move by reversing a short ambient hit, and placing it right before the drop. That can sound amazing in darker D than B. You can also build a pressure ramp version by slowly darkening the atmosphere, while adding just a little saturation. That makes the air feel denser before the release. Very effective, very jungle. Here's a good little practice challenge. Build a two-bar transition using one drum break, one atmosphere layer, one low sub note, and one reversed or filtered FX sound. Keep it simple. Then listen back with the next section already playing. Ask yourself, does it feel smooth, dark, and controlled? Does the groove stay alive? Does the drop feel bigger because of the setup? If yes, then you've got it. So remember the core idea. In jungle transitions, less can absolutely be more. Keep the drums moving. Keep the sub clean. Use atmosphere for mood. Automate with restraint. And let the transition support the next phrase instead of stealing the spotlight. If it sounds like the room itself is changing shape while the breakbeat stays locked in, you're on the right track.